It's not just a map, it's an educational experience. It highlights restoration areas, dog parks, urban fisheries, as well as native plants and animals. Laura Hansen is executive director of the Jordan River Commission. She says the new map will show people where to go and what they'll find along the way.
The more people we get to the Jordan River, the broader the base of support we have for our future investments in the corridor. And so I think that's really the key, is to bring people here, let people appreciate and understand how beautiful and what a great resource this is.
Hansen says future plans include enhanced restoration, water quality, and invasive species management. Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon says there are about 4 miles of trail left to complete. He's proposing a park bond this year to finish the project.
Hopefully we can get it done in the next few years. It's been a dream for many people for many years, and 10 years ago none of this existed, and now 10 years later we've almost got it done.
When completed, the 76-mile trail will run north from Utah Lake to Davis County. Maps can be picked up at recreation centers in Salt Lake County and online at jordanrivercommission.com. Whitney Evans, KUER News.